Things that we never imagined that we would be able to go through. But look how God has kept you. He's kept you alive. He's kept your mind. He's given you strength. He's renewed your strength. And I just want to minister, and I didn't even say what the word is, but the word this morning is your future looks a little better than your past. And I don't care, again, what the past has been, but your future, it's looking a lot better than whatever your past has been. Remember that power is still in the hand of God and not your enemy. So get a joy in your spirit when things seem to be in turmoil, not because of the situation, but because you have been repositioned for the manifestation of a miracle. And none of us has yet to receive the best that God has for us. And I don't care how wonderful things are, and we thank God for answering prayer and giving us victory over things in our past, but this doesn't mean that God has not already answered prayers and God hasn't done significant things in your life. But I still hold the belief that God is still up to something that it relates to my life. And your greatest days are still ahead of you. And you're not a finished product yet. It's nothing more that can be done in terms of saving us. Because what Christ did for us in salvation, it is a completed and it's a finished work. And he cannot die a second time. But you are still a miracle in the making. And whatever God starts, he will complete. And so Paul is writing to a church that needed a word of hope and encouragement, that they would know that it was that they needed to continue with the right attitude. And so he was admonishing them throughout the book of Philippians. He said, count it all joy. Hallelujah. When you find yourself going through various tests. In other words, he was saying that your attitude is the thing that's going to cause you to be able to go through things. Not that we don't go through, but it's our attitude in regards to what we may be experiencing. So Paul himself, he's not writing from the penthouse of a fancy hotel. He's writing from his prison cell, and he's waiting for his trial and his future. It looks uncertain, but he may have even been, as he was, facing an impending execution. But regardless of his present reality, he pauses to write to the church to encourage them and to remind them that God is not finished with them yet. And that's what I want to say to us this morning, that God is not finished with us yet. And even though the enemy may have whispered in your ear and say you're going to die, and he may have whispered in your ear and think that he has the last say, but I want to pause here for a moment and just say something to someone who may be feeling like your future and challenges have disqualified you from having any expectation, that God will still be saying to you that your future is still bright, but it may be necessary for you to make some adjustments. And so we're all engaged in a battle. And some may not see how you're going to get out of that thing right now. But let me just say that your future is going to be more favorable than your failure. And what may look like disaster right now, it's only a matter of time when God is going to reserve, or he's going to reverse the direction of some things that are going on in your life right now. So I want to tell somebody, get ready for another shift that's coming in your life. And it's going to be better for you. God will bring to pass whatever he has promised, and Satan does not have enough demons to stop the move of God for your life. He has not brought you this far to drop you, and the devil is not in charge of your life. And just as he could not keep Jesus from rising from the dead, there's another action, resurrection rather, that's coming to someone's life as you're listening to this word. Just as Jesus was destined to go into the grave, the grave couldn't hold him down when it was time for him to rise up. He was destined to come out of that grave. And I'm declaring to you that you're coming out. In Acts chapter 2:27, it says, because you didn't abandon me to the realm of the dead, you will not let your Holy One see decay. And this verse references the fact that in spite of the crucifixion, there was an appointed time for Jesus to rise from the dead, and he was not going to see corruption. And somebody feeling like you're in battle for your sanity, you're in battle for your life. But even if you've not come out already, you're on the way out. And where you are right now, it's only temporary. A setback doesn't have to mean it's over. And if you're in the midst of sickness, hallelujah, expect God to perform a miracle, even if you have to go through the process. God didn't save you for you to end up being defeated by the enemy. And it didn't matter that Paul was in jail. But in the midst of his situation, he held on to his conviction that when God starts, he's going to finish. And so he says, be confident of this one thing, that he who began a good work in you will carry it to the day of completion. Hallelujah. And I just want to stop by reading from Hebrews 12, 1, 2 from the Message Bible. And it says, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasite sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished his race within. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever, and now he's there in the place of honor right alongside God. And when you find yourselves flagging in the faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. And that's from the Message Bible. It says, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, glory, that exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way because he knew that he had a promise of God. Hallelujah! You too have that promise of the Kohosia. You have that promise of better. So a shut door doesn't mean another door is about to open. An ending only means there's going to be a new beginning. Our future is secured in God, and God cannot lie. As I conclude with Job 42:10, it says, the Lord, during the captivity of Job, after he prayed for his friends and got double for his trouble. And I just want to tell somebody this morning that God's going to turn that captivity. Glory! Hallelujah! Your future, glory to God, no matter how dark it may look right now, but God is in control. So don't be steadfast. Be steadfast. Don't be shaken. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you. We give you glory, God. We made a decision that we're going to stay in your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're confident that what you've begun in us, God, you're going to perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. So let there be a lifting this morning. Strengthen your people, God. Hallelujah. Many are going through various tests of all kinds, God. But strengthen us, God. We look to you. You are our source. God, we trust you and we thank you. Hallelujah. In the midst of it, God, we lift our hands and we give you praise. God, be glorified this day. We love you, God. We love you. We love you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God. Strengthen us, Lord. Help us to stand. Help us to go through, God. We bless you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And no say the blessing of the Lord be upon you. And just know that your future looks a little better than whatever your past has been. Hold on to the word. Encourage somebody today and let them know that the door that's closed means God is going to open another door for them. Let them know that it's not over, that the best is yet to come. Their life is in God's hand. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Shalom. Shalom.